Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get right over to Lisa Hagen from CT Mirror. You go to ctmirror.org to read all of her stuff. She's the only Washington-based correspondent of any publication here in Connecticut. So we value Lisa and her work, and we're always lucky when we get a chance to catch up. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. So, I mean, obviously trying to find some Connecticut hooks on the possible shutdown. I have a bunch of questions. I guess we'll start with the macro before we get to the healthcare side of things. I mean,
yeah.
How my one question is, I feel like, gosh, this is just so like Groundhog Day for me. It's like, okay, we're going to have a shutdown. What does it mean? Who gets impacted? And then they come up with some deal that's 6 weeks, and then we have another conversation in 6 weeks about it. Like, there's never a grand bargain, and it never really happens. So just tell me, what's different this time?
That's a great question. I've also been living that Groundhog Day. And, you know, again, we also scramble to figure out what it means. And, I mean, hey, today they're going to have a meeting with President Trump at this point, later this afternoon. So they could come with this grand bargain. We'll see. But I think the biggest difference being that the stakes are still exactly the same as in March when there was a big shutdown threat. And then Democrats decided to provide the votes they needed. They were nervous about all the funding cuts that were happening at a pretty rapid pace at the time. They were worried about potential threats to federal jobs, which was also happening at a high pace. And so those threats still loom. And Democrats, I think, got a lot of blowback from their base. And so they are holding firm on that. And then now they are making much larger demands than last time. And they want those ACA premium subsidies that help with that help lower premiums that will expire at the end of the year. They want those included in addition to other healthcare demands. So that's
yes,
a good thing.
So that's where Connecticut would get impacted, right? From that ACA stuff. Can you just explain maybe a little bit of that and the impact on Connecticut, but also what actually, I mean, you don't go into all the minutia, but what are the Democrats actually asking for to get added here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these expiring subsidies, this would impact everyone everywhere. You know, anyone who's on these commercial plans through the ACA marketplace. I know a lot of people in Connecticut are getting their health care through their employers. They're on plans like Medicaid or Medicare. And so these are people that are getting their plans, you know, again, through the marketplace, through Access Health Connecticut. And a lot of people who are on those plans get various different kinds of subsidies. Maybe they're not benefiting from the ones that are up, you know, to get expired. These are enhanced premium subsidies. But again, if this goes away, and again, everyone's going to be on open enrollment in a matter of basically a month. And so people are going to have to make decisions, not really knowing whether these premiums are going to last or get extended a few years or permanently or what have you. And so this is what they're trying to barter with Democrats. They also want to roll back some of those Medicaid cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill. That is definitely going to be a non-starter for Republicans. But I think they definitely see the subsidies, which a lot of Republicans also want to see extended, dealt with. And so whether that happens through a shutdown bargain, whether that happens separately later in the year, we'll have to see.
Lisa Hagen from CT Mirror. Go to ctmirror.org. And again, it's Hagen to see her work, right? I mean, because I have misspelled it quite a few times and Google corrects me every time. Who's got the leverage here? I mean, it always seems to me that the Democrats have to, I don't know, they have to bow down to some degree. I mean, Trump has just got so much power right now. But I'm curious, do the Democrats have any leverage here?
I mean, they do in the numbers, and it's, you know, then they have no, because Republicans hold majorities in both, you know, chambers, they don't really have much of a majority in the House, but they can pass things with a simple majority, which is why Democrats are largely a non-factor kind of on the House side in, you know, kind of a shutdown fight. But Democrats hold quite a bit of power in the Senate. And again, that's why you're seeing that fight really, you know, kind of resonate there. That's why Democrats leader Schumer in the Senate got a lot of blowback for, you know, essentially caving in March and stuff like that. So they do hold a lot of power, but there's always the blame game when we're talking about a shutdown. It's, you know, who's going to get blamed for if we are in a shutdown, for how long it's going to last. That's the other big factor in this, is that, you know, sometimes shutdowns only last for a couple of days, maybe a week. The last one we were in was a month, which was, you know, a very long time, and you would really start to feel the impacts of that. And so it's unclear what would happen if we entered a shutdown starting on Wednesday. What does the off-ramp look like? I don't know. Yeah. So I think everyone's a little nervous about that and who gets blamed. I mean, at the end of the day, it becomes a kind of a political, you know, mindset for everyone, but real jobs and lives and services are at stake.
Yeah. Lisa Hagan from CT Mirror joining us here on Brian and Company. Senator Chris Murphy, I get a lot of people come at me. They're like, you know, he's never here. He's never in the state. And we have trouble getting him on the show as much as we want to. We try to talk to our congressional delegation as much as we can. And you know that certain people are more open to it than others. And, you know, he's obviously, you know, and Himes is a little bit like this too. But, I mean, Murphy is definitely leans toward the national outlets. And we have trouble getting him on our program, even though I believe we're fair and quite neutral, and you know, with our approach to journalism. But do you get... When you need to talk to him, does he talk to you? And you know, obviously he's trying to find all these different ways to sort of be one of the main Democratic voices of opposition to Trump. And I'm curious in updating on how that's working.
Yeah, I mean, that's the benefit of me being located in D.C. and being where they're all for, you know, the majority of the week. So, no, when I am in the Capitol, it's a busy place. So when I can spot him, I always find him. He does talk to me. And when... Again, because it's so busy, and being as short as I am, I can't always get to these really crowded scrums. And so when I really need to talk to him, I'm able to get him on the phone. And so again, I think that is the benefit of being someone who is on the ground and has, you know, been a presence for 3 years now. And, you know, it's, they get to know you a bit more personally. They know your face and your stories. And so I've been lucky to be able to have access to basically all of them when needed. So, again, importance of having a physical presence,
yes,
in the nation's capital.
Yes. All right, Lisa, thank you so much for the time. We're up against the clock, and we'll be in touch soon, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for talking.
All right, Lisa Hagan. Again, ctmirror.org is where you can find her stuff. She's the only full-time correspondent based in D.C. from a Connecticut publication. So I think it's important to note.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.